Time to take our look, as we do every Tuesday, at non-league. And with us now, Simon Driscoll from Skelmersdale FC, their media officer. As the season wraps up for Skelmersdale FC, narrowly avoiding relegation, but still many well-documented financial issues to overcome. Simon, welcome to Full Time. We were just talking off air there. I was saying that it looked like quite a good end to the season for you. 6 points clear of relegation in the end, but you're not happy.
Nice to be here. We're not too happy because obviously with the run we had early in the season, we had two runs. I think it was a 6-game unbeaten when Dave Powell first came in. And then we had one just after February, after we had a bit of a run against promotion candidates, where, speaking with Dave himself, the last 10 games of the season, we ended up with 3 wins, 3 draws, 4 losses, including playing who were the eventual champions, South Shields, a couple of weeks back. Only Nadley beat us 1-0. In front of, it was our biggest crowd of the season, just under 400. They donated £300 in funds they'd raised in a collection, and they bought about £100 worth of merchandise off us. So it's one where we've ended the season where we are, second bottom, but against, like I say, South Shields, a narrow loss. We ended up drawing 0-0 at Hard United, a team that hadn't lost a single game all season at home. We really pushed them to it. We were slightly unfortunate against Bamber Bridge last Tuesday, but it was a bit of a carryover from the weekend game against Shields that, you know, our lads, some were injured, some were a bit ill. And then we ended on Saturday with a 2-2 against Clitheroe, including what a few people called goal of the season from Scott Backhoard. He literally, it just took it down and just swung it, and it wasn't just top corner. It literally, like, it like dipped underneath the bar as it was travelling. It was just bizarre.
A special moment. Listen, I want to get into more football matters in a moment and to talk about Dave Powell as well as manager. Firstly, though, for those people who are kind of relatively new to the story, you have had some quite well-documented financial issues. Can you just outline and explain what those are?
I think most people know the main part of the story, so I won't go into too much detail. It was basically our lease on our stadium in Skelmersdale was due to expire in November due to some issues. We ended up being turfed out mid-October. The evening before, an away game, which we took as much kit as we could, no medical supplies, ended up winning 2-1 against a team that were pretty heavily going in Tadcaster. After that, obviously, we lost bookings because we have it was a stadium and a clubhouse, so we had like wedding receptions, you know, office dues, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And speaking with the chairman, I think we lost, it was at least between 10,000-15,000 in bookings. Obviously, the revenue's lost, so we were having to do a ground share with Prescott, which we've now successfully extended into next season.
So this is Prescott Cables, and you shared the ground with them for matches?
Yeah, what it was is initially when we were basically removed, we were stuck. So we got some help off Marine, who let us have their ground for 2 weeks because we were due to move into Prescott anyway on the 18th of November. So we did 2 weeks at Marine, moved into Prescott a week early, played the full season there, and we're currently, I mean, it's one of these things where I'm desperate to announce, but we can't yet, that we are currently a long way to the way of saying, you know, the club is going to be in Skelmersdale in the foreseeable future. Because of that, we've had to agree a ground share extension with Prescott, which is set to last until the end of next season, but we have a break clause in it. So if our new stadium and our new facilities are done, we can tell the league we're ready to move in. There's been a few dates drafted about. Some, I think a few people have said January. So we'd start 2019, new stadium. You know, no one, we wouldn't know anything out to anyone. But in terms of the financial side, when I think I came on, I think it was a month ago, and we had a meeting for the supporters club where we needed close to 10,000 to last this season out. Thankfully, we've had a few backers, a few unnamed donations. We've had a lot of the staff have put their own money into basically get us through this season so that we can go into pre-season knowing we still exist. We can tell all the players, you know, if you're happy to stay with us, the money's there if you need it, and then we can add a few new additions and hopefully in August basically try and start afresh and just try and do as well as we can.
Yeah, build again. This crowdfunded exercise that you've set up, so you've reached out to fans and backers and staff and people have put their hand in their pocket and come through.
Yeah, what it was initially was it was to pay for using Prescott itself and for our travel costs for a few coach trips. And when we set it up originally, it was to basically get between 5,000-10,000 to basically last the entire season, pay for all the travel. And I think we ended up ending the season at about, it was just short of 4,000. But in terms of the travel, we used minibuses instead of full 50-seater coaches to save the costs a bit. And Prescott thankfully agreed to drop it down to 450 a game from 500, which £50 is not a lot to some people. When you're playing 10, 15 games there, it does add up in the end.
Yeah, it certainly can. Just to give a bit of context to this, what kind of financial difference is there between you and those who sit at the top of your league? Who finished top of the league?
This year it was South Shields, won the championship.
So South Shields, who were top, Scummersdale second to bottom. How do South Shields fare up financially?
I don't know too much about the main detail of them, but the best example I can say is on Saturday when they collected the league title, they had up to 2,000 in attendance. When we played them back in February, we basically played them up in South Shields in front of 1,500 people. Them coming to us on the 21st of this month, I think, 14th, we had 373 as a crowd. That was our biggest attendance and almost double what we regularly get. The couple of games before that, our attendance was 107. On a bad day at South Shields, even Scarborough, you get 600-700 on a bad day. Mm. So the difference is if you're charging £8 a fan and they're getting 1,500 people and we're charging the same and we're getting 100, it's a hell of a lot different. It's one of those things where when you're looking for a player, we've had this season, we've had quite a lot of young lads who were playing while they're in university, and speaking to one of them, it was Josh Wardle, our defender. He won our Player of the Month for April, and he signed under Dave Powell in November and played 28 consecutive games for us. I think he maybe missed a couple of minutes here and there when he came off, and one of the things I said to him is, well, is it something that you want to do next season? He said, I'm enjoying it. He said, it's been an experience to get into man's football, and it's one of those where the money's not part of it. It's getting out there and basically enjoying yourself and being able to play.
Mm. In terms of Dave Powell as a manager, obviously faced a hell of a season financially and in terms of really keeping the club afloat and alive. Are you impressed with him? Does he look like he has a future?
Yeah, I am. When I first took over as media officer, I took in when Tommy Lawson and Lisney left, because the media officer at that time went with him. They were good friends and they worked together. Mm-hmm. And we brought in Alan Rogers, who basically saw us through last season, then had a few issues with his commitments and he had to depart in September. So Dave inherited a team that, you know, was built by Alan. He couldn't really put much on it early on. And like I say, we went under, I think his first six games, it was 4 wins and 2 draws. You know, we were looking good. Then we had a bit of a iffy period where we were playing some of the big teams. We had a few injuries and we sort of stuttered a bit. But speaking with Dave himself, I mean, he's managed at this level before. He's done Prescott, he's done Radcliffe, and he's, you know, most managers, you would say, when you've just come out of a season, you finish second bottom, you know, you haven't got much of a budget, they're head to be down. Speaking with Dave after the match on Saturday, and even... Oh, sorry.
That's all right, take your time.
Speaking with him after the match on Saturday, and even last night, in preparation for coming in here, the main thing in Dave's mind was positive. We want to keep this squad together, bunch of young lads, add a few additions, and not dwell on the finances and go into pre-season as, oh, it's a bad season. The fact of Dave is, he wants to build us up. I haven't done it at this level before, so he can bring his experience. I mean, even when we've lost games and you're on the coach home, you see the players and Dave, they're all, you know, you're having a laugh. You got the good morale. There's no heads down on that. Mm-hmm. One of the examples we've seen in some games is, on a lot of our post-match interviews, we played against teams, you know, like Scarborough, promotion favourites, and when you've gone 2-1 down, 3-1 down, a lot of teams that had to drop, our lads just sort of flick the other way. They just think, we don't care who we're playing here, we're going to go for it. And I think the best one we had recently was, we went to Kendall Town on a Tuesday night and we were 2-0 down. It was, you know, the weather was horrible. And he made a couple of changes later on. I think we brought on Tunde Wallaby up front. Mm. And in the space of 9 minutes, we were 3-2 up. Scott Backhouse scores, I think it'll be in, there's like a book on NPL 50 years and it'll be in there for the fastest hat-trick in NPL history. And you think most teams are 2-0 down on a cold Tuesday night, it just, you know, disappear. Crumble, and yet we come back and it spades on into a good one.